Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, so thank you for switching onto my channel. Got cold. Winter's back. Where did the summer go? Anyway, this is about Wes Streeting's long-awaited resignation. People were wondering, was it going to happen yesterday? Well, the King's speech, you couldn't spoil that. But it was the worst-kept secret in the world that Wes Streeting was going to do this. Only a few days ago, he was saying, yes, he was loyal to the Prime Minister and... Sir Keir Starmer said he had confidence in Wes Streeting. Well, shows you what a chump he is. No, liar. Well, chump and liar, both. It shows you how pathetic that Sir Keir Starmer is, that he didn't sack someone who was openly plotting against him. It's been known since January that Wes Streeting was conspiring against the Prime Minister. We're not saying there's anything illegal about this conspiracy. This is lawful political activity to try to get rid of the Prime Minister to replace him. So Wes Streeting is 42 years of age, the current health secretary. So he is an evil and loathsome toad. What a piece of work. I mean, and Starmer's no better. Obviously, he bided his time. He's trying to choose his moment. He didn't want to make the first move, being there he'd be seen as disloyal. And if he's regarded as a traitor, people wouldn't back him. He's on the right of the Labour Party. At least he's not, demented about economics. He doesn't think there's a magic money tree. So he's at least sort of economically orthodox. He's not the worst. And banging on his sob story about how he had a single mother and the Conservatives wanted to sort of cut benefits. They're talking about me, blaming the Conservatives for not wanting to give other people's money to him. Blame your dad who didn't help you out. Blame your mum and so on. All right. So here we have Wes Streeting, who's an openly gay person and wanting to be the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. But in his resignation letter, he lacerates Starmer, but he notably doesn't say that he's seeking the leadership. Now, why did he hold back? Partly because he doesn't have the numbers. No, he need the signatures of 81 Labour members of Parliament to nominate him for the Labour leadership. And about 100 Labour MPs have said they wish Sir Keir Starmer to stand down as leader of the Labour Party and Prime Minister. That doesn't mean they all want Streeting. And in a way, Streeting left it too late because as HMRC has absolved Mrs. Rayner, she's in the game too. The only thing is she hasn't published that letter. So maybe it's not as fulsome as she's leading us to believe. Certainly she doesn't have to pay anything beyond the £40,000 that she ripped the taxpayer off. There's no penalty charge. So maybe that looks quite good for her. But presumably the wording is not quite as crystal clear as she would want it to be, which is why she's not publishing. And obviously that will be the challenge to the Streeting camp, publish the letter. If it really says that you did nothing wrong, publish the letters. Therefore, you did see something wrong and so on. Oh, it's a private matter. Well, your tax affairs are not private when you're in public life and it's become a public issue. It became a distraction from the Labour government and it was so bad you had to resign as Deputy Prime Minister. That's big. Anyway, so Streeting has got less of a chance now she's in the game. And I think Angela Rayner's going to get it. She'll get those 81 nominations easily. And moving now, I suppose, sensibly, because if you waited weeks and months, Andy Burnham might get back into Parliament. So, I mean, this could all be done in a month. It might go on for a few months. One of the suggestions is maybe leave it till after the Labour conference in September. But in the letter, he savaged Sir Keir Starmer. So Streeting was often caustically criticised for being overcautious. But I suppose he tried to compensate this by being harsh here. We need vision, we have vacuum. Where we need direction, we have drift. There he is channeling Sir Francis, St. Francis Assisi. Okay, it's now clear that you'll not lead the Labour Party the next general election. That's another quotation. Well, I don't think any informed commentator can dispute with that. He went on to say, a battle of ideas, it needs to be broad and it needs the best possible field of candidates. Close quotation, hint, hint, what including him and so on. So Rachel Reeves has said that this would plunge the country into chaos. I don't quite agree. Obviously, the UK has changed prime ministers several times in the past decade, and it's not to say there's chaos. There's only Liz Truss's stupid economic plan, which did that. All right, so that's it. Anyway, so other people are possibly resigning the cabinet today, but Peter Kyle says he's not going to resign. Now it's Pat McFadden. That's significant. They're two of Streeting's confederates in politics. So are they not backing him? Wow. And so on. And there was a cabinet meeting the other day when at least one unnamed cabinet minister called on Streeting to set out a timetable, sorry, Starmer to go. Maybe that was Streeting. We don't know. They didn't have to resign now in May, but he had to leave you know, by the end of this year, definitely. West Streeting says he doesn't have confidence in Sir Keir anymore. It'd be dishonourable and unprincipled to remain in post. Oh, but it wasn't dishonourable and unprincipled a few days ago, and so on. I mean, he quite correctly called out the cataclysmic election results for Labour on Thursday last week, and people in the United Kingdom have lost confidence in the Labour Party and so forth. And then he criticised some decisions, cutting the winter fuel allowance, the Island of Strangers speech that Starmer delivered a year ago. But if that was so unacceptable, why didn't you resign then, Wes Streeting? Collective ministerial responsibility, you're responsible for that too. And he says you need to listen to your colleagues, including backbenchers, which is obviously coded language for Starmer needs to go because the backbenchers want him out. If you take away the payroll vote, which is about 100 MPs, that's at least 33% of Labour MPs want him gone. Okay, heavy-handed approach to dissenting voices diminishes our politics. Well, that's Labour. What Labour's all about, criminalising. I do mean literally criminalising dissidents. But anyway, so you have to have some sort of party discipline. And Streeting, if he does become Prime Minister, I give him about a 20% chance. Then, of course, he's going to do the same. I mean, if he's got a brain in the right place, Streeting, there's a lot I revile about him, but he's not thick. He's got emotional intelligence and he's got academic intelligence. So in that sense, he would be capable. So Streeting wants the best possible field of candidates. He says, hint, hint, that includes himself. And he says he's so proud that he did such a marvelous job as health secretary and so on. All right. So there we go. That was it. Published a 2-page letter. Well, no surprises there then. Surprised by the timing? Not really. It might have come tomorrow, something like that. So that is the news at the moment. Does he have those 81 signatures? And possibly not. Some people might have signed the nomination because they want Streeting, but they want Starmer out. And then maybe Streeting wouldn't be as bad as Starmer. And he wouldn't, according to the opinion polls. He'd be better than Angela Rayner. But some people say who wanted Streeting out might have seen him as the only way to get Starmer out. But now there's another option, and that's Angela Rayner. Possibly more like Al Khan's coming out of the woodwork, Shabana Mahmood. So in what sense has he left it too late? I suppose he couldn't do it before these Thursday elections. Remember we heard it first a few weeks ago, saying after those Thursday, the 7th of May, local elections in South Britain, parliamentary elections in North Britain and in Mid-Britain, Wes Streeting would move. Anyway, so Labour's all into diversity. We can't have a white man, but Wes Streeting, yes, but I'm homosexual, therefore I'm a minority, which he is in a sense. So having a gay prime minister would be a game changer. Now, for people like Edward Heath, who's supposed to have been gay, we don't know that's true, probably not true. But to be someone who's acknowledged as a homosexual as prime minister, that would be a first in the United Kingdom. A Republic of Ireland, we've had Dr. Varadkar, who's gay. France and the Netherlands have an openly gay prime minister, so is not Iceland. Various countries. I wouldn't be a bad thing. I wouldn't mind if we had gay prime ministers permanently. What do you think? Wes Streeting better or worse? I think, much though I abominate him, he would be slightly better than Keir Starmer. And he's not the worst options. The worst option, is maybe Angela Rayner. There are worse ones out there. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.